Casey Drive, 107.7. Ariana Grande with The Twilight Zone. Also had Monica with The First Night Up Front from back in the day for the early 2000s. Lovers, if you like your old school, your R&B, I'm sure that, you know, that song was just what you needed for the afternoon. Loads of music still coming up, especially when you look at old school. It's going to be able to present itself a little bit more expressively in that Urban Explosion mix that's coming up after 5. So look out for the Urban Explosion Jive after 5. Now your votes are in. Thank you for the votes that came through on the WhatsApp line for the three of the best. Jason Derulo's featuring this afternoon in the three of the best. We'll have a look at the winning jam and how many votes that got in a bit. For now, though, as the world marks World Environment Day under the theme Drive Systemic Change for a Sustainable Future, SA Harvest is showing us how food systems can lead that change. Joining me on the line now is Ozzy Nell, the Chief Operating Officer, as I said earlier, the COO of SA Harvest. He's going to be explaining and breaking it down as to how food waste is fueling the climate crisis and how rethinking the way we move food can help both people and the planet. Ozzy, lovely to connect with you this afternoon on Drive. Welcome. How are you?
I'm good, and you, Brad?
Very well, buddy.
Speaking to you.
Lovely connecting with you. We're going to make this conversation available as a podcast on our app so people can listen to it and share it again. Thank you so much for joining us, man. Let's get straight into it, Ozzy. South Africa wastes over 10 million tons of food each day, which is alarming, while millions go hungry. Why is food distribution at the heart of this crisis?
Brad, I mean, for me to answer that question, I have to take it one step back. There are two sides to that coin. I mean, we live in a world where more than the food produced goes to landfill. And that is most probably one of the biggest emissions of methane gas and, you know, a serious contributor to destroying our ozone. So that is a serious, serious worry. But if we take that in focus on South Africa, if we're saying that 10 million tons are going to landfill, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, we live in a country where 18 million people are food vulnerable sometime in the month. Mm. We live in a country where more than 35% of our kids are showing serious signs of stunting between the ages of 0 to 5, and that is because of a lack of nutrition. So that is, and that is really where we exist as Harvest, where we play, you know, we intercept so much of that food, that the edible nutritious food that would have gone to landfill, and we redirect it to community-based organizations. And they are really turning this into nutritious meals and serving the most vulnerable in our communities.
Yeah, now SA Harvest, guys, it's not just a typical food charity. So, Ozzy, can you just briefly explain how your model uses logistics and partnerships to create real environmental and social impact?
Look, when we built SA Harvest with our founder, Adam Brady, for us, it was always about, you know, building a smart organization.
Yeah.
So we understood that, you know, two sides of that coin. One would be to have really deep-rooted relationships on the ground with our community-based organizations. But the other one, from an environmental point of view, was not to just create large fleets, but rather to work with the industry giants in the logistical space and see how we can use their fleets that are coming back, which we call empty legs. So we have actually mapped a lot of logistics companies all over South Africa, and we are moving food to vulnerable communities through utilizing those empty legs, when those trucks are coming back empty from a certain destination.
Yeah. Ozzy, what are some of the most practical ways, say realistic ways, that's practical obviously, that our people can support food rescue efforts or reduce waste in our own homes and communities?
Look, Brad, I mean, there's a couple of things we can do at the household level. I would start by saying people must not be scared of Best Buy dates. Best Buy dates really is just showing you when a product would be at its optimal, yeah, but it's still very much still good for human consumption, so you can still eat something as past its Best Buy date. I think the other thing is that we should be making our own compost. I mean, with all those food scraps, you can really make unbelievable organic compost. There's so much IP on the internet that people can learn worm farming, and it's cool to also be able to grow some of your own vegetables yourself. So there's a lot one can do, even from the household level, get the whole family involved, make some compost, grow some of your own vegetables, share it with the neighbors. You can create quite a ripple effect that way.
Absolutely. Now, you've already delivered over 92 million meals, Aussie, and prevented over 52,000 tons of emissions, which is absolutely remarkable when you look at it. So what kind of message do you have for leaders and everyday citizens about scaling this kind of sustainability?
Look, we want people to join the collective. You know, this problem is huge in our country, and it's going to take a huge collective of different stakeholders within the value chain. There's space for everybody to come and get involved with us. And if I can be so bold, you know, at the moment, we are literally delivering the food that we are delivering to our community-based organization. We've worked it out that it's costing about R1 a meal. So we also want people to sign up and join our cause. And if it's as little as R10 on a monthly contribution, we can actually provide 10 meals to a marginalized, vulnerable kid or even an elderly person in some of the old age homes that we work in.
It's unbelievable. Aussie, thank you so much for showing us what real systemic sustainability looks like in action. And just by listening to this conversation and tapping into it, this is taking action, and hopefully it's going to propel us to taking that next step. We appreciate your time today on the Casey Drive Show.
And Brandon, I just want to say thank you to you as well, and you know, for helping us share what's happening. It's a privilege for us to also be talking to you and the listeners, and we do appreciate that.
Thank you so much for that, Aussie. Really appreciate it. Have a wonderful day further. We'll catch up with you guys soon again.
You take care.
Thanks, buddy. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was Aussie Nell from SAR. That's reminding us that the fight against food waste is also a fight for the environment, a fight for dignity, and a fight for equity. And it's one that, you know, that we can be all be a part of just by listening to this conversation and taking the first step. Thanks, Aussie, for helping us have these real conversations. It's 9 minutes away from the top of the hour. This is KC Drive with me, Brad.